Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. My name is Sarah Desimores from the SD Group at Douglas Elliman in Miami, Florida. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Club, where we start the day on a positive note and challenge you towards abundance and growth. Today is Tactical Tuesday, and I'm going to get right to it, okay? We're going to talk about the biggest mistakes that I've seen when networking and what to do instead. Okay, biggest mistakes I've seen when networking and what you need to do instead of these mistakes, right? So networking is an amazing opportunity to create meaningful relationships that can even be long-term, not only with potential clients, right, for the future, but with potential business partners or even with people that can be not only referral sources, but that can just be really good to know in general. For instance, I really love working with estate planning attorneys. I love working with family law attorneys. I love going to events where I get to just meet them, right? Because they're people that I, not only that I use, but that are always a great resource for my clients as well, right? So I network in different ways. There's chambers of commerce, breakfast, lunches, dinners, or whatnot. There's a lot of real estate events all around the world, all around the state. I like going to real estate events where it's not just a bunch of local realtors. I like to go to real estate events where I can meet realtors from everywhere, right? There's happy hours. There's different, you know, association lunches, happy hours, for example. Again, I like networking with attorneys. There's bar association. They have happy hours once a month. There's so many things. There's, you know, if you're into arts, there's events, there's dinners and whatnot. Whatever it is, find what it is that you like and schedule your networking. However, when you do schedule that networking and you decide to go, don't make these mistakes. Number one, do not forget your business cards. I've seen that a million times. I've personally forgotten my business cards, and that's how I found some of the solutions I'm about to propose. So the first one is leave a stash of business cards in your car. That's not only good for networking, that's good for if you're going on a last-minute appointment or whatever it is and you're out of cards, you'll always have cards in your car, okay? How to fix that is you can also have a dot card or a QR code, you know, the cards that you just, someone just takes a photo of it. And then they can save you as a contact. Make sure that when someone does that, right, when they save you as a contact on your phone, make sure that they do the whole thing, right? One thing I've noticed with the iPhone is that when someone saves you as a contact, if they don't click done in the end, it's not going to save you as a contact. So when the person's saving you, make sure you watch them and make sure that you can see that they saved you all the way. You can even have them text you to make sure, okay? Another thing you can do, and I've done that often, I save myself as a contact on my phone with my email, Instagram, phone number. Everything is saved as a contact. So what I can do is, what I'll do is I'll text the person with my entire contact info, and I'll tell them, and I'll send them, when I send them the text, I will tell them, hey, it was great to meet you at X, and I love talking about X. Not only is that good for the other person, but it's good for yourself as well. When they stay in touch, you'll look at that text message and you'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember them. Number two, do not only talk about yourself. This is my biggest nightmare. Have you guys ever been to a networking event and you meet someone and they don't even give a damn about you. They're just talking about themselves the whole time. They're not even really looking at you. They're not there to get to know you. They're just talking about themselves, 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 themselves. It's fine for like 30 seconds. It's fine for a minute. But anything longer than that, like, hey, can we have a conversation? I don't want you to just talk about yourself. Okay. So make sure that you let the other person talk more. Make sure you ask open-ended questions. Make sure that it's a dialogue between two people and not between yourself and yourself. Okay. Number three, do not just pass your business card around like it's a contest of who passes around the most business cards. That's not how it works. I would rather go into an event and have two very meaningful conversations with people where I know they're going to remember me, I know I'm going to remember them, than having passed around 25 business cards and getting 25 business cards and not having a meaningful conversation. Okay, so guys, it's a marathon, it's not a race. And finally, do not expect anyone to contact you after this networking event. That I think that's probably one of the best, the biggest mistakes that I've seen, and one of the best things you can do is to follow up every single person that you've met at this networking event. Treat them like a client. Add them to your CRM. Have an email template prepared with an introduction to who you are. Follow up with them a couple of days later by text message or by phone call, right? Treat them like a client. Add them to your email list so they can get your newsletter, so that they can get, whatever emails it is that you send monthly or whatnot, right? Treat everyone like a client. Treat everyone like it's going to be a long-term relationship. Guys, remember, it's a marathon, not a race. I've said it a million times. I'll say it again. Your network is your net worth. Don't make these mistakes. Catch you tomorrow at 5 a.m.